Hi there, how can I help you today?
Thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Oh, hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing great and excited to tell you all about what we can do. What would you like to know first?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. Thanks for the context. That helps a lot. I don't have access to specific client lists, but I do know Dasha.ai is trusted by many companies for creating natural human-like voice AI conversations. We focus on making interactions smooth and engaging. What kind of use cases are you most interested in?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai, as client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, you say? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal yet scalable. It's tricky to balance automation with genuine human touch. How does your AI handle that balance?
Tell me more about balancing automation with a genuine human touch.
Great question. So, the magic is in making AI conversations sound natural and responsive, like chatting with a real person who listens and adapts. Our platform uses advanced voice synthesis and natural language understanding to pick up on nuances, emotions, and context. That way, the AI can respond appropriately, ask relevant questions, and keep the flow engaging without sounding robotic. It's automation, but with heart. Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, I'd imagine your business enjoying a steady stream of qualified leads generated effortlessly by AI that feels genuinely human. Your sales team could focus more on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Revenue growth would be noticeable, with higher conversion rates and happier customers thanks to smooth, natural conversations. Plus, you'd have valuable insights from AI interactions to keep improving. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part excites you the most about that vision?
What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Ah, good point. By a steady stream of qualified leads, I mean consistently getting potential customers who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal profile, not just random contacts. This matters because it saves time and resources. Your sales team can focus on prospects who are more likely to convert, boosting efficiency and revenue. It's like having a smart assistant that filters out the noise and brings you the best opportunities. Does that resonate with your experience?
Tell me more about saving time and resources with qualified leads.
Absolutely. When your AI filters and engages only with qualified leads, your sales team spends less time chasing dead ends or uninterested contacts. That means more productive calls, faster follow-ups, and ultimately a shorter sales cycle. Plus, it reduces costs by focusing efforts where they matter most. It's like having a super efficient gatekeeper who makes sure your team's energy goes toward closing deals, not sorting through noise. How does that sound for your team's workflow?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, some of the biggest challenges businesses often face include scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming their teams, managing inconsistent lead quality, and dealing with time-consuming manual follow-ups. Plus, keeping conversations natural and engaging at scale can be tough. Does any of that hit close to home for you? I'd love to hear what you're dealing with specifically.
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Those challenges can lead to missed opportunities because sales reps spend too much time on unqualified leads or repetitive tasks. It can cause slower response times, which frustrates prospects and lowers conversion rates. Plus, inconsistent outreach might hurt your brand's reputation if conversations feel robotic or impersonal. All that adds up to lost revenue and wasted resources. Does that sound like what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on slower response times and how that impacts your sales?
Absolutely. Slower response times can be a real deal breaker. When prospects don't get timely answers or follow-ups, their interest can fade fast. They might move on to competitors who respond quicker. This delay can lower your conversion rates and elongate the sales cycle, meaning it takes longer to close deals. Plus, it can frustrate your sales team, who then have to work harder to re-engage cold leads. Speed and responsiveness really make a big difference in keeping momentum. Does that matter?